Have you been wondering how much movement do you really need with osteoarthritis? What should you shoot for? What should be your goal to complete every week in order to maximize your benefits for both pain relief and just feeling stronger, more balanced, etc.? Well, in this video, I'm going to tell you just that. Here we go.
You're listening to the Adventuring with Osteoarthritis podcast. Do you want to learn how to live an active life with osteoarthritis? Hear inspiring stories from others just like you and find out the best ways to naturally tackle joint pain? This podcast has you covered. There are so many possibilities that your healthcare provider may not be telling you about, and surgery isn't always the answer. This podcast is not medical advice. Now, here's your host, Doctor of Physical Therapy and Osteoarthritis Specialist, Alyssa Kewen.
When it comes to looking at how much movement do you really need when you have osteoarthritis, or what should be your goal to shoot for, say, every week? This is going to depend on a couple of different variables, and those variables tend to be how high is your pain level, and what is your current fitness level or your current activity level. So let's first start out with, if you have high levels of pain and you have a lower fitness level, meaning you haven't really been exercising, you're just trying to get back into it. Now, the overarching goal of activity that you may have seen is 150 minutes a week. But instead of thinking about it like that, I want you to actually break it up into days. So instead of looking at your entire week, I want you to look at every day. When you have high pain levels, movement is probably one of the last things that you want to do. But actually, counterintuitively to what we typically think, exercise can actually help reduce pain. You may have noticed it can also help to reduce stiffness, the stiffness that you're feeling. So there definitely is a time and a place. Now, your workout when you have higher levels of pain is going to look very different probably to a workout or an exercise routine that you do when you have lower levels of pain. So if you have higher levels of pain and you're just trying to get back into exercise, start making it a habit. One of the things that I like to recommend is accumulating between 5 or 10 minutes of movement a day. A lot of times we just start out with 5 minutes. Now, what does this look like? This does not necessarily mean you need to set aside 5 minutes and do a strict routine of exercise. This could simply be, as you're watching TV, working on kicking one leg out at a time. This could be as you're waiting for something to cook in the microwave for 30 seconds or a minute, you're stepping sideways, or you're even doing push-ups on the kitchen counter, or you're kicking your leg out to the side, a few each side. Honestly, whatever you can do that feels okay and doesn't flare up pain. When you have higher levels of pain, it's starting to think about what movements actually don't hurt. And I have tons of ideas in the Arthritis Adventure Blueprint, if you are a member of that, and on YouTube as well. So if you watch some of those workouts, you can pull out some of those movements that actually feel good. I actually have a 10-minute chair yoga routine that you could pull a couple of those movements from there on my YouTube channel to do those throughout the day. It's not simply you need to do all of the exercises straight through. It's maybe you can do a seated, just raising one arm overhead and then the other arm for say 30 seconds or a minute, and accumulate up to 5 minutes of these types of movements. Movements you can say you do heel raises as you're brushing your teeth, or just incorporate them into your everyday life. Essentially, in the beginning, you're just trying to make exercise a habit. You're just trying to get into the routine of doing some purposeful movement. And that purposeful is key, because a lot of times we like to overestimate the amount of activity we're getting. So I hear from a lot of different people, well, I move around throughout the day, I'm fairly active, I go run errands, I stand up and down from a chair a few times as I go to the bathroom, and whatever it may be. But the thing is, your body's used to that movement. That's your typical movement. We need to do something above that threshold. We need to be purposeful with the movement. So that's incorporating specific movements aside from what you do in everyday life. Starting with 5 minutes and honestly just trying to accumulate 5 minutes every day. Whether you have a calendar on your fridge and you put a check mark every time you get that 5 minutes. Once you can do that for about a week or so, see if you can bump it up to 10. Once you can get 10 minutes of purposeful movement throughout the day, then we can start to look at other avenues. Moving into, if you have, say, lower levels of pain or you have a higher fitness level, so you've been doing some exercise, how often should you be exercising? A good rule of thumb to start with, and this will of course depend on the workout. So if you're inside the Arthritis Adventure Blueprint, my online course, doing one of those workouts 3 days per week is usually a good goal to start with. You do a workout, then you have a day or two in between. You do a workout, then you have a day or two in between. It's going to depend on the intensity of the workout. If it's a fairly lower level workout, and you don't necessarily feel the need to recover, you can of course up that frequency to 5 days a week. You do want to incorporate at least one or two rest days or one or two days where your activity is much lighter than usual. If you notice significant pain after a certain workout, whether it's a couple hours after or maybe even a day after, that may be a sign to just do some very light exercise that day and potentially even reduce the length of workout that you're doing on the next day that you work out. So say for example, you try a 30-minute workout, you have significant pain afterwards the next day, you take it easy that day, then going back to that same workout, you could try say 15 minutes of that same workout or try maybe 20 minutes of that same workout instead of doing the full workout again. That's what a lot of people are doing inside the Arthritis Adventure Blueprint, depending on how they feel. Then, of course, the goal is to work up to being able to complete a full one. But starting out at that 3 days a week is going to be important. Now, you do want to make sure also that the movements are challenging for you, because if they're not, you may not be getting the results that you're looking for. So if these workouts are challenging, you may need some time in between. The goal would be to work up to about 5 workouts per week. But again, I also want you to keep in mind that I have a lot of people who are very active. I have a lot of people who work out every day or work out at least 5 times a week for, say, 45 minutes, an hour. But the key thing that I don't want you to forget about is, say you work out for 45 minutes, what are you doing the other 10 or 11 hours that you're up? Is it a lot of sitting? Is it a lot of maybe laying down? Is it a lot of say standing in one spot? We have to figure out again ways to incorporate purposeful movement in those other, say, 11 or 12 hours. Again, it's the same principle that we talked about in the beginning, adding in just very simple things. You know, probably know that if you have a desk job and you have knee arthritis or you have hip arthritis, those joints get stiff when you're not moving. Sometimes it's 30 minutes, sometimes it's a couple of hours. However quickly your stiffness onset is, you may have realized that certain movements, so say if you're just kicking one leg out, straightening it out, and then straightening the other leg, or doing, you know, a heel raise in a seated position, these simple things can help with stiffness. So again, you can aim to shoot for 10 to 15 to 20 minutes of purposeful movement throughout the day. If you're waiting a couple minutes for something to copy or something to cook, or use that time to incorporate some movement. I have a lot of people who, when they're standing in line at the store waiting for something, they start to incorporate some purposeful movement. It doesn't always have to be obvious. You can just do a simple heel raise, or you can just simply just kick one leg out a little bit out to the side and out back to the other. Sometimes the weird looks are worth it, but it's important to think about what you're doing in the other hours that you're up. We want to be somewhat frequent with movement. For some people, you're going to have to be more frequent. If you have stiffness that comes on 20, 30 minutes when you're just stationary in one position, then you may need to be a little bit more frequent. But if we start out, so if we are in that beginner stage, starting just to accumulate 5 to 10 minutes. Don't overwhelm yourself trying to complete all of these workouts. You can complete parts of workouts. The goal is simply to just get that 5 to 10 minutes, because you might notice that as you start to become successful with that, then you start to say, hey, maybe I can actually do this. And yes, 5 to 10 minutes can start to make a difference, especially if you have been very sedentary. So I don't want you to think that, well, I'm not doing a full workout, so it's not going to do anything. These just few minutes can be very, very helpful. As you start to get fitter, as you start to make exercise more of a priority, you start to get into a habit of moving every day, then we can start looking at including workouts. We can start looking at including purposeful movement that lasts longer. These workouts, 3 up to 5 days per week. You want to be careful of overactivity. So usually I err on the side of caution and stay conservative, because you want to make sure that your body's not going to respond negatively. And if it doesn't, then you can continue to push it up to 5 times a week. Now, if you are, say, very fit and you're doing well, adding more days, so going, say, 7 days a week, is not necessarily what's recommended. What is recommended is looking at the difficulty of the exercises or the workouts that you're doing and seeing if you can increase those variables. Increasing, say, the weight that you're using, or adding a little bit of speed where it's appropriate to make things harder. Doing a few more repetitions. Maybe making the workout a little bit longer. You want to give your body some time for rest as well, especially when dealing with chronic pain, osteoarthritis. Your body does have to recover, which that's when sleep becomes very important. But you do want to give a day or two where you do have some lighter activity, where you're not just going 7 days a week. So think about, if you feel like you're at a point of a plateau, especially if you have been doing exercise for a long time, have made it a habit, have started to see some results, but now perhaps maybe are plateauing. Think about how you can make the movements or the workouts that you're doing more difficult. If you're walking, you can make that more difficult by increasing the distance. You can also add intervals where, say, for example, you're walking faster for 1 minute or so, and then you slow down to your typical pace for another minute. And then you walk faster for a minute, and then you slow down. You can do it that way. That's one way to make walking harder, aside from just taking more time and walking further. So there are definitely ways to maximize your benefits once you get to the point where exercise is a habit and you're just trying to keep seeing results. A lot of people in the blueprint will increase the weights that they're using. They will add some repetitions. They will try to go a little bit quicker in some of the movements where that's appropriate. You can increase the depth, say for a chair squat. If you've always been using a kitchen chair, you can try to go to a lower box or something like that. So think about how you can make things more difficult if you feel like you're hitting a plateau. Once you feel like you've reached that 5 days a week, you're doing well, but you haven't continued to see the results that you've seen in the past. Thinking about these variables can be really helpful in continuing to see results with movement. But it doesn't have to start out being these very strict workouts. And that's really what I want you to know is, I want you to get into the habit of moving 5 minutes per day for the next 2 weeks. Simply adding purposeful movement and being strategic in how you're moving, you may be surprised at how much of a difference you notice, especially if you have at baseline lower activity levels, if you've been sedentary. So that's a good place to start. And then you can, like I just talked about, you can work your way up into starting to do workouts and starting to really get into the habit of strength training, resistance training. You can start to add in all those things, but don't try to do that right away. just get those small wins of saying, hey, you know what? I actually did that 5 minutes of movement today. And that can be really powerful. I hope this was helpful. If you want to know more about the Arthritis Adventure Blueprint to get more guidance on how to move, what specific exercises are going to be helpful, head to arthritisadventure.com. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Adventuring with Osteoarthritis podcast. If this podcast has brought you hope and inspiration, make sure to hit the subscribe button and leave a review. Also, if you're looking for more information on how to start your own arthritis adventure, head to www.keeptheadventurealive.com or follow me on YouTube by searching Alyssa Arthritis Adventure. That's A-L-Y-S-S-A Arthritis Adventure. We'll see you next time.